Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that was Mike Tomlin's back and forth with Brooke Pryor. That was weird. He did not want to chalk up Rodgers' bad game against the Chargers as an off night, but he has no long-term concerns. He says that was what it was, the game against the Chargers. Yeah. So if it's not an off night then, like I think her follow-up question of, so was it something defensively? If it wasn't Rodgers just having a bad game and he's not worried about the future, then her conclusion, like, so you're just kind of tipping your cap to what the defense did
right
in the game. And he said, no, I don't want.
He tipped his cap to Jesse Minter enough. He's not doing it there. Is it just he didn't want to give Rodgers a pass and say anything like exculpatory or like to exonerate him? He just sucked. Can we leave it at that? Like, that's kind of what I took from it.
But
he just wasn't good.
But that's called having an off night. That's like the definition. An off night is, yeah, like I didn't have it. Malzi usually shoots in the mid-70s. You went out and shot in the 90s for no good reason. You know, it wasn't course conditions or anything like that. It wasn't weather conditions. You just had a bad day. That's what Brooke wanted, or like kind of asked a leading question, because she thought Mike would just say, yeah, it happens sometimes. I've been doing this. I'm 53 years old. I've been coaching for 19 years.
Is it a sign
sometimes
of friction?
Dudes just have bet. I don't think it's that.
It's just weird.
I don't know what it is. I think like the other explanation I have is it's just him kind of like playing games with the media because he wants to.
But he usually doesn't like to engage in any kind of games with Brooke. He actually was giving her quasi answers. Like usually he would shut her down. There's like a time honored tradition of him giving her curt, clipped answers.
I obviously disagree with him. I do have long term questions about Rodgers. I do think that was a bad enough game and a scary enough game at 41 years old, where it makes you think about a guy. Like I just don't. I agree with this. If part of his point there, and he said this at the beginning of the press conference, like about how, you know, he didn't say that the Chargers like shocked them with anything, like surprised them, like they gave defensive looks that the Steelers didn't see coming. They were rattled by it, and that's why they lost. They did the same things everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't blitz Rodgers. And they doubled up DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what he was saying there was our offense, our quarterback had the answers to the test and he still couldn't get them right, which is a backhanded shot.
A backhanded shot? That's a forehanded shot. Here's the gun, I'm firing the shot.
That is a shot at Rodgers, but I think Rodgers can take it. I think Rodgers probably wants a little bit more tough coaching than guys like Roethlisberger did, obviously. What I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't know what the Steelers... My thought all along has been, regardless of how bad Aaron plays, as long as he's healthy enough to play, he's going to be the quarterback. Because of the cajoling that needed to go on to get him here, because of probably some promises that were made to him about coming here for his last season.
We're not going to humiliate you and bench you.
I just don't think that Tomlin has the balls or the guts to pull the plug. However...
What if it gets to the point where his losing season streak or his non-losing season streak is in real jeopardy and Rodgers is a huge reason why? What if they actually do lose three more in a row here and they're 5-7, staring down the barrel of still Ravens and Lions?
I still don't think he'd do it. I know for me, if Rodgers was bad against the Bengals and they lost, and then he fouled it up by being bad against the Bears, I would want Mason Rudolph to start the next game.
Who he historically has owned.
Yeah. I would want, at that point, they'd have a losing record. They probably wouldn't be in first place anymore. At that point, I'd say Mason was really good the last time he was the Steelers quarterback. Let's see if he can do it again. And if the answer that there is no, well, then we get like a 2 or 3 game sample size of Will Howard at the end of the year, and you end up playing 3 quarterbacks. I mean, we're a long ways away from that. I happen to think that Rodgers will play a lot better against the Bengals on Sunday.
Probably against the Bears, too.
And the Bears. But if for some reason he does not play well against Cincinnati.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, he would go into the Chicago game playing for his job at that point. Because you'd be 5-5 if you were to lose to the Bengals at home. The Ravens would probably have tied you in the division at that point. They're playing the Jets in 2 weeks. You're at Chicago. I'd give him that last. Okay, you always beat the Bears. Let's see if you can do it one more time.
Tomlin's going to go down with the ship. He's going to go down with as he likes to call it, the grizzly veteran.
But I think he's, speaking of marriages, like this New York report about Rodgers and about Tomlin, marriage in the news twice with both guys, I think that he's married to Rodgers this year. And unless there's an injury, we won't see Mason Rudolph or Will Howard no matter what.
I think he's married to Rodgers, but it's like it's also just Mike trusts veterans. I think Mike would feel like it was a failure, even if somehow he got bailed out again. I don't think it would happen this way. Just like he was taking the victory lap early when Rodgers got them off to a 4-1 start, and he looked like a genius for bringing them in because he had contributed directly to probably 2 of those wins, maybe otherwise being losses.
Yep.
If you're under fire to bench your quarterback, even if you bring in Mason Rudolph and he does the white knight act again somehow, against all odds, it still kind of makes you look bad. Because you brought Rodgers in and you maybe let him die on the vine long enough in this hypothetical that you should have gone to Rudolph earlier.
He took the victory lap last year with Russell Wilson prematurely. Remember, he was the Lone Ranger?
Correct.
When he benched Justin Fields, and he looked smart for a few weeks there, and he was getting all kinds of praise until Russell Wilson did what he did in Denver with Sean Payton and forgot how to play football and didn't get along with coaches, allegedly. And to your point about trusting the veteran and not wanting to go back to the young guy, never went back to Justin Fields.
Because I think he decided in those 6 games of Justin Fields that they were 4-2 almost by a miracle and that he couldn't throw the ball.
Donnie, is there a scenario in which you'd want Rodgers benched?
I mean, it would just have to be like the same thing we saw Sunday night for the next 3 or 4 games.
What if it's 3 and at that point then they're 5-7? 3 in a row. 2 of them against truly horrific.
Did Sunday.
Yeah, and 2 of those are against like truly horrific defenses.
Yeah, because that would really have me thinking
he's shot.
That this isn't going to get better.
The Bengals are the worst defense in the league, and the Bears right this second might be 31st.
Yeah, if you can't look good against Cincinnati's defense, who he already tore up.
Yep.
And if you can't look good against the Bears, a team that you have historically torn up, I feel like we're at the point where, like, is this ever going to go back upward?
The Bears and the Bengals and one of them was against each other, obviously, have combined to give up, I believe the math is, about 2,000 yards in their last 4 combined games that they've played. And something like 148 points in those 4 games.
I still can't get over the nearly like 30% of listeners to our show and viewers of our show now on X. You can go to Twitter and The video is pinned to the top of the page, so we have our YouTube page where people can comment and watch the show. On Twitter, you can't comment, but you can watch along. There's still like a healthy amount of people that want Rudolph to play right now.
Those calls will get very loud, I think, if he goes out and lays a stinker on the field against Cincy. I think that's
because
it would happen in front of the home fans against a defense everyone knows stinks.
I saw the results of that poll, and I'm like, hey, I probably like Mason more than most, and so does Kabali, although Kabali's kind of conflicted because he also likes Rodgers. Although, then he said in an article about Rodgers, did you see this? He said Rodgers went out there and looked like a geriatric patient against the Chargers.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know what that makes me think? There's like some sort of actual friction between the McAfee camp and Rodgers.
Ooh. If
that there might not, it might not
if
just
Rodgers
be,
was still doing McAfee.
There's no way he writes
he does
a
not
geriatric.
Call him a geriatric patient.
But it makes me think that maybe there's more than just Rodgers quietly said, hey, I've loved doing the show, but I'm going to try to lock it all down for one more year here. Maybe there's some ill feelings.
But I was saying, like, I initially thought the only human beings, or not even human beings, the people that would say Rudolph were like bots, not real people who wanted him
AI.
To play. Yeah. But the comments suggest otherwise, that there's actually Steelers fans who think it's time to, even though Aaron Rodgers was probably their MVP through the first eight games.
I was just going to say, when they're 5-3, I think he got voted team MVP by like most of the people that appear on this station who cover the team. And I would have had a hard time really arguing with it.
Now you can add Aaron Rodgers being washed to that ever-growing list of fan complaints, says Kabali. Rodgers looked like a geriatric patient against a susceptible Chargers defense, throwing the ball high, low, holding onto it too long, trying to scramble out of trouble, and in one instance, scrambling into a safety.
He did look more hit-averse than he's looked ever since joining the Steelers.
For the first time as a Steeler, Rodgers, the oldest player in football, looked like he wanted to be anywhere but playing football. Maybe an ayahuasca retreat. You're right. Maybe there is a little bit something going on there, Chris. Because these are shots from Kabali.
And I feel like...
a geriatric patient.
I feel like if Rodgers was on extremely good terms with Pat right now, with McAfee...
Yeah.
That McAfee would value that relationship enough to have
he'd
either...
He'd say, Mark, the geriatric patient's going a little too far here.
Mark, brother. You know, whatever. Hit him with however Pat would talk to him and be like, stop writing that.
Texas.
Please take that down. Because also doesn't, when he puts those massive tweet like columns out,
yeah,
it's as Pat McAfee show correspondent.
It is.
Too.
That's exactly what it says at the top of this.
So it's like under the, it's very much
Mark
under
Kabali
the McAfee banner.
Mark Kabali / Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah.
And in this column, he called Rodgers a geriatric patient.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.